And continuing with our A-League season preview, A-League men's that is, let's talk about MacArthur Broski. On paper, they look pretty good. Good signings. Ulysses Davila, Danny De Silva, Tommy Urich, Craig Noon, Jordan Much, all top quality. They won in the FA Cup against Newcastle Olympic comfortably enough. But their pre-season results, is that a concern for you? They lost all four games against A-League opposition and copped 17 goals. Or is that just, it's only pre-season?
Oh, look, I do think you can sort of throw away the pre-season once things get going sometimes. I think there must be an underlying reason. There's something definitely happening there. So I think while on paper it is an incredible squad, as good an 11 as you'll see anywhere, but off the paper and away from the field, that's the stuff that's been concerning in this preseason. So again, we said it a couple of weeks ago. If that carries on into the season, then it could be a long season. And given the squad they have, they should be in the top four.
Sure, absolutely. Okay, Central Coast Mariners. Text from Rocky. How do you get around the lack of investments? Do the Mariners have any shot at our halcyon days without Mike Charlesworth selling up?
Short answer: no.
Right. No, simple as that.
I don't see it. I think you have to invest. There has to be an appeal for players to want to go and play there. And if they're seeing an owner that's not investing and not overly interested, then as a player, that doesn't, that wouldn't be attractive for any player trying to go there.
Nick Montgomery on the pitch this season looks as though he's going to focus on youth, which, of course, the Mariners have done pretty successfully in the past. I have to say I was impressed by Jacob Farrell in the FFA Cup win against Blacktown last weekend. I thought he looked very good. Some interesting signings. Cy Goddard, Moresh, Benny Nkololo scored the winner against Blacktown. I've said this a few times. They could be Broich or they could be Jardel.
Yep, yep.
You just don't know, do you?
No, you don't. But look, I think the one thing that is exciting for the Mariners fans more than anything is the fact that Nick Montgomery has been announced as coach. I think he's the perfect perfect fit, perfect guy for that town and for the people of the city. Look, they had a great year last year finishing third, and I think someone like him coming in and the players are going to love playing for him. It'll be hard for him to build on that, given how much everyone else has strengthened around him and the fact that they – look, we don't know much about the signings yet, so they could be great. But, look, on paper, hard to see them really competing with the others.
Brisbane Roar, of course, kick off the season, as mentioned, at Melbourne City on Friday night. They did well to finish fourth last season. In fact, they finished fourth the last two seasons. Big ins for Warren Moon, Nikola Milojusnic, Luka Ivanovic, Matty Steinman, who we remember from Wellington Phoenix, and Juan Lascano has a pretty good CV. How do you rate the Roar's chances this year?
Look, again, given the recruiting of the other teams, they haven't been very active in that front. And they have lost a few players as well. I mean, Danzaki, Champness, and Wenzel Halls, their front three that was so exciting last year. And look, Lescano is an unknown still. Like you said, could be Broish, could be someone else. So his CV is incredible. Inter Milan, Liverpool, Real Madrid as a youth, and has spent most of his career in Russia. So look, hopefully he's got, he can add something to them. But I can't see them having a good year.
Okay, Adelaide United lost a lot of experience defensively. Jordan Elsie, Ryan Strain, Michael Morone, Isaias is back. Mo Touré or Cassini Yenge or perhaps George Blackwood to get the goals. Al Hassan Touré has gone to MacArthur.
Yep, I think, look, just the more we see of Mo Touré, Cassini, Yenge, the better, because they're really exciting. And I know Carl Viet was very cautious with them in not just playing them every week, every game, 90 minutes, because they're young boys and very confident young boys in that as well. So I think this year he'll probably give them a bit more game time and they'll be great. Look, I'm a big fan of what Carl Viet's done there and how he had them playing last year. Isaias coming back in is a huge one. He was so important for them when he was there. He went for a couple of years and now he's back. Him with Jakobsen there, they'll have these boys doing very, very well.
Wellington Phoenix, we seem to say this every year, but I'm concerned for Wellington. I mean, they've still got talent, especially I love Ben Wayne. I think he's a big, big prospect. But the loss of Toma Hemed, Ulysses Davila, Stefan Marinovic in goal, Stephen Taylor, they've got to play in Australia for the first few months because of COVID. it all points to a season of struggle, but we've said that before, haven't we?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I can tell your concern. I've seen where you've put them finishing.
Don't give it away.
Finishing this year, but well, look, I've got them finishing quite well.
And Wolfie, I think you'll never talk to me again.
Nah, look, someone. Anyway, my prediction is, look, I think it all comes down to Ufi. So a couple of years ago, we were saying the same thing. We were looking at their squad, and Davila came in. Tom Mohamed has come in. And these guys we didn't know about before, and we looked at the squad and thought they're going to struggle. And Ufi did very, very well with them. So I think it's all about him. I think Ufi's a great football mind. He knows how to analyse the game and get the best out of players. He knows who he's bringing in to do the job, and I'm backing him to do well.
Okay, and last but by no means least, the Newcastle Jets, Arthur Pappas in charge. Is that a spring clean, bit of an unknown quantity?
They are, and last and definitely least, in my opinion. I can't see them having, again, based on squads and what I'm seeing. Look, I'm excited to see Arthur Pappas and what he can do. But the fact that there, you know, probably won't be much expectation around the league is good for him. But I'm excited to see what he can do with his squad.
Okay, just give me your top six, Broski. Don't worry about the 7-12. Give us your top six.
Top six. I've got City, Melbourne City, premiers again. Sydney second, Melbourne Victory third, Adelaide fourth, Wellington fifth, and the Wanderers sneaking in there sixth.
You've between got Wanderers, in the sixth.
I have. I think Wolfie will get these boys going.
Okay. My top six, Melbourne City premiers, Melbourne Victory second, Sydney FC third, Western Sydney Wanderers fourth, Perth Glory fifth, and Western United sixth. Let us know what you think. 0457 736 736. Now, a MacArthur FC update for Sydney Trucks and Machinery, your one-stop shop. The Bulls victorious in their first ever FFA Cup match over the weekend, of course, defeating Newcastle Olympic. Goals from Alexander Jovanovic and a brace for Lockie Rose, ensuring they move on to the round of 16. They will play the winner of Sydney FC's clash with Sydney Olympic next Wednesday night. And whilst we're about it, last week the club announced new signing Ulysses Davila will be taking over the captaincy this season from Mark Milligan. That's your MacArthur FC update for Sydney Trucks and Machinery, your one-stop shop. Visit stmc.com.au. Your Sydney FC update for Kennard's Hire makes your job easy. Call your local branch today. The Sky Blues completing their pre-season with a 1-0 win over Wellington behind closed doors. The goal scored by Adam Lafondra in the 23rd minute. And it has been confirmed the Sydney Derby will return to the Sydney Cricket Ground this year. The clash with the Western Sydney Wanderers is going to be on Saturday, April the 16th, kicking off at 7:45 p.m. in round 24 of the Isuzu Ute A-League season. Going to have to get used to saying that. That's your Sydney FC update for Kennard's Hire. Makes your job easy. Talk to someone who has taken the Ken Oath today. That's our A-League season preview. Whew, off to a break. So let's look ahead to Saturday night's big Sydney derby, which will launch the new season's coverage on Network 10, along with Paramount Plus. Last time out, Sydney FC ended a near three-year wait for a derby win when Bobo's goal gave them a 1-0 victory. That was at the Sydney Cricket Ground in May. On Saturday, it's back to CommBank Stadium for what should be a cracking atmosphere. And one man looking forward to the big occasion, no doubt, is Sydney FC legend Milos Ninkovic. Evening, Milos. How are you?
Hi, Sam. Hi. Thank you. I'm very well. Thank you.
Great to have you on the show. Milos, you scored the winner in your very first Sydney derby back in 2015 at the SFS. I think that was your first goal in Sky Blue as well. So yeah. Is this a special fixture for you?
Yeah, look, I used to always say that the derby is a special game for me, and obviously that goal I scored, that was obviously first my goal for Sydney FC, first derby. And look, I said so many times that the players before that game told me like, this is derby, you know, you're going to see the atmosphere. And I thought like, I play at the Red Star against Partizan, and I thought this is the best derby I ever played. But then I remember... even in the tunnel before the game, I was shocked. Like, it was full stadium. Like, atmosphere was amazing during whole game. And I was shocked that I thought I would never compare any derby with the Red Star and Partizan. But this one is really special to me. And it's really close to big derby in Serbia. Like, you know, and that was one of the best memories I ever had.
Yeah, wow.
Then I scored the goal, obviously.
That is massive, because we've always heard about how big that derby with Red Star and Partizan is. So to hear that is very, very big. And from someone like Milos, who's played in both. Milos, which obviously outside of the final. So which game is bigger for you, the Wanderers one or the Victory, and why?
Wanderers.
Oh, yeah?
Wanderers. Wanderers always, because I can feel that I can say like a pressure, you know, because even 7 days before Derby, everyone talk about that game. Obviously, against Victory, it's also Big Blue. It's a big game as well. But I don't have that kind of feeling that everyone talk about that game, you know. But against Wanderers is everyone. 7 days before the game, even the other day I went to the IGA close to my home, and they were, Derby's coming, you know, make sure you guys win. And, you know, and that's because of that, I personally, for me, and I think for probably most of the fans, the Sydney Derby is the biggest game in the season.
It's interesting. You didn't even have to hesitate when Broski asked you that question. Boom, Wanderers, 100%. I know Broski, obviously, because Broski, you grew up in the west of Sydney. You had that special sort of enmity with the Wanderers. Now, I don't think you live out west, Milos. I don't know. You might do. But do you have a dislike of the Wanderers, or is it just a football thing? Have you developed that dislike for your rivals over the years?
To be honest, yes. To be honest with you, yes. Over the years, yes. But first, my year, it was like a derby. You know, it's a big game. But now, over the years, I would say, yeah. That and also, I have so many Serbian friends. They are like Western Sydney supporters, you know, and members for over the years, you know. And that's definitely you're right.
And Ninko, the Wanderers this year, they've recruited some good new players. Reece Williams coming into the team, Terry Antonis as well. They look to have a much better team. Do you think they'll be a challenger this season?
I reckon. I said a few days ago when I had the interview as well, I said that I really think that this year Wanderers, definitely they're going to finish in top six, in my opinion, you know. But I think they can finish even in top three. Really, they have some good players. They signed good players, and I really think they can make top three this year.
Milos, you're now entering your seventh season with Sydney FC. You've really become part of the furniture at the club. You're 36 years of age. You've done everything. You've won championships, premierships, cups, played at World Cups. Does the fire still burn inside you for success at this time of year? Do you still get the same buzz ahead of the new season?
Yes, definitely yes. And I said so many times, even when I start to feel that I don't have this kind of, I don't want to say like pressure, but then obviously it's time to retire. You know, I'm still enjoying to go every day to have a training session. You know, I'm still enjoying to play games. And I just wanted to win more trophies, you know. And obviously, as I said, it's not going to be easy. Obviously, this season, I reckon, is going to be probably one of the most interesting seasons ever, because I think, in my opinion, we have four or five teams that they can finish in win the league, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Oh, that's good, mate. The way you're playing, you should keep going until you're at least 40, mate. We'd love to keep watching you.
Look, obviously, you know, Broski, when you get older, you need more time for recovery. And obviously, this year we're going to have FFA Cup as well, two games in a week. Obviously, it's going to be very hard for me to play every game. But we signed Max Burgess, very talented player, and I'm happy to and looking forward to share some minutes with him as well.
I was going to ask you about that, actually. Max Burgess's arrival, is he after your spot? How does he fit in?
look, he's a 10. He's a 10. Yeah. Obviously, you know, we play with two 10s, that he can play right or left. But definitely, if I'm not on the squad, he will be probably left 10. And I know him when I signed for Sydney FC, my first year, he was in the squad, and he improved a lot, and I'm really happy for him.
That's very good. Milos, the team has the style that the team's played has been very, very similar, you know, for the past 5-6 years, which has worked incredibly well. The club has had a lot of success in that time. With Cam Sober coming in, Maxi Burgess as well, some younger players and you know, quick players, aggressive players going forward. Has Bimby tried a few different things in pre-season?
Yeah, we tried. I'm not going to tell you what we tried during pre-season, but definitely I think you guys are going to see on Saturday. We try something different. Obviously, as you know, as you said, you mentioned we, so many last 5-6 years we played the same style, but we just we want to improve. Obviously, last year we finished second, lost in the grand final, and probably we need to fix some things and maybe to do something different. And we're gonna try that this season.
Okay, something new to look out for on Saturday night. We'll keep an eye on that.
Hopefully.
Just in general terms, Milos, you mentioned, you know, you played in four grand finals, you've won three, you've won premierships, FFA Cup. Sydney have been so dominant in challenging for trophies for so long. Is there a secret? Is it just that continuity, that stability, or is it something else?
I would say that if you look at last few years, obviously most of the time we kept the same team. Maybe we were losing like one or two players. Obviously, as Broski know, he left our club and it was really hard to replace him. But then Bobo left. It was also hard to replace Bobo. But then Alfie came, you know. And obviously, I think the secret is the atmosphere we have, you know. And I've been saying so many times, I played so many years in Dynamo Kiev and we had an amazing squad, but atmosphere in the team wasn't that great and we couldn't win anything. But here, I really, except my first year, the second and obviously last few seasons, we have very good squad in terms of quality of the players and at the same time, good people. And I think that's the most important thing.
Yeah, I agree. And Milos, a couple more for you, mate, before you go. You obviously would have watched the Serbian match against Portugal. How good was that?
Yeah, I knew it with Dragan Stojković. Obviously, I know him very well. He's a very good coach. And I knew that we're gonna play. He likes to play with the ball. He likes to attack, you know. And he's not that kind of coaches that he wants to defend. But I really didn't. I couldn't believe that we destroyed Portugal, and Portugal for me is one of the probably top three, top five national teams in Europe, and it's a big win for us. And I don't know how to explain. Really, it's probably 2010 we beat Germany when I was there, and now we beat Portugal. I think that's the probably two most important victories in the last, I would say, 20 years.
You didn't beat Australia, though, did you, Milos?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Sorry, mate. just the last one, Milos. And Broski might have preempted this by saying that he thinks you can play on until you're 40. Maybe you will do. I don't know. But are you also already sort of starting to look at life beyond football? I assume you're going to stay in Australia. You've been here a long time. Although I don't know. Are you going to go into coaching or are you going to come and join us in the media, or what's your plan? Do you have one?
Look, at the moment, I don't really know. I'm thinking, obviously, when you get in my age, obviously, you need to think what is next, because professional career is close to the end. I need to be honest. But I didn't really, at this point, I don't have ambitions to be a head coach. More I like to maybe coach kids or something like that. Mm. But look, at the moment, I just wanted to concentrate to play as long as I can. You know, obviously, my wife is not happy with my answer, you know. She wants me to retire tomorrow. But I just want to concentrate on myself, you know, and obviously to stay healthy and play long as I can. But I said so many times, as soon as I see that I can't do something on the pitch that I want, that means that it's time to finish, you know.
Well, Milos, I'm sure you've got a few more years left yet, and we thoroughly enjoy watching you. You're one of the best imports ever in the A-League. I think that's beyond dispute.
Thank
so
you.
Good luck for the new season, and of course for the derby on Saturday. Looking forward to watching it. And thanks for your time tonight on the Global Game.
Thanks, Nico.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you very much.